on the line, I have Angela Schaefer from the Northside Partnership. Good morning, Angela. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. Good. I'm great. Yeah, good to be here again.
And we are also joined this morning by the MABS financial coach, Margaret Deegan. Margaret, good morning and welcome to the programme.
Ah, good morning, Tony. Morning, Angela. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Margaret.
Now, there you go. I suppose the first thing that we should address is, when I was doing the call over at the very top of the hour, girls, I mentioned this, that I think it was last week, and if it wasn't, it was definitely the week before. There was a statement issued from Pascal Donoghue's office, which said that there is 14 billion on deposit in the country's various banks at the moment, or financial institutions, I suppose, more correctly. Now, with that in mind, Angela, and I did say none of it was mine, how do we go with money made sense? Because I have a feeling that a lot of people may have a little bit more money at the moment than they would have had 2 or 3 years ago, because their expenses, their day-to-day expenses, travelling to work, getting that cup of coffee, maybe buying that sandwich, is gone. So tell us about money makes sense from that point of view, maybe, and as well as that, the services you offer.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. Yeah, absolutely. That's, I guess, something that a lot of people will have experienced during this sort of unexpected and extended period of lockdown restrictions. The normal sort of everyday costs that we would be bearing in terms of, like you say, lunch and coffees and petrol costs, travel costs, and kind of, you know, the normal things we'd be forking out for, like our, you know, children's activities and things like that are all on hold. Yeah, that certainly, I suppose, put money back in our pockets unexpectedly. And obviously we're spending less because non-essential retail is closed. So I suppose it's thinking in the context of all of that and where money made sense might really fit in, is thinking about, okay, you know, I do have more, maybe think about, I actually do have more potential to save than I previously thought I had. And maybe when things go back to normal, that I can perhaps look at being more, you know, minding my money a bit more in terms of what's going out. Can I maybe have more control over that than I previously thought I had? And I think this course would be able to give some give people real insights into looking at their or exploring their everyday spending habits maybe prior to the lockdown, and kind of looking at where you're at now and seeing how you can build on your current practices to maybe, you know, in the long term, put more money back in your pocket.
Yeah, because anecdotally now, Angela, and indeed Margaret, I was speaking to a young lady, I suppose 3 or 4 months ago, and she's about 26, 27 years of age, working from home for a financial institution, strangely enough. But she reckons that she could be up by anything around the €300-€350 a month. And as she said herself, like, it's only when she looks at her bank account and she's kind of wondering, where in the name of God did that money come from? And she sits down and thinks about it. And again, you know, when you start adding up bus fare and sort of, I don't know how I describe it, maybe subliminal spending that you don't even realise money you're spending, and you said, ah, sure, it's only €1 or it's only €2. But at the end of the month, they all add up.
They sure do. Yeah. What I would say is, Tony, is that, like, having money in our pocket is an amazing advantage that has arrived out of COVID. However, there are other blind costs that have increased. So, for example, with this young lady now that has the extra money, she's now aware of her spending. So Money Made Sense program gets people to explore their spending habits so that in the context of their own life and their own personal space, they can say, well, okay then, gosh, I can have a look at this. And we direct you in some of the programs to understand the relevant websites you can go to explore how to save more, how to understand why certain things are chosen. And it helps us explain, like, if I have the money in my pocket, how can I get the best value for that? Like, what could I do with this? And we would be looking at if there's debt outstanding, that we can address that in the, you know, and then address that so that you can come out possibly of these restrictions with a positive platform. So it's about getting your plan in place. And when you have your plan in place, you can see what changes can be made. A lot of people now, like a friend, are putting the plan in place now because they feel they have the time. They're looking at the bank balance going up, and it is terrific to see all these savings. And now, how can they continue to do that so that their overall well-being, not just this girl, but her family will benefit if she's in better form, her health will benefit. So like it's a program that will work with you from any walk of life. It will explore, like, obviously, that we're looking at the planet, we're looking at the way forward for people in general to come together as a community, to have the conversation about money so we can share valued information so that, like, your friend there shared it with you, made you a little bit more aware and, this is where the money is coming from. Do I want to go back, as you say, buying that coffee every day and work? Can I save 270 a day? You know, and you, when you see it in a lump sum, it's very, very exciting to want to do it again. So the idea of this program is to bring people in, and they can be from, they might know each other and they might not, but it has worked out wonderful. They're feeding into the program. When it started off, we dragged it from the people, what would you like? But it seems to have been a very positive program for the recipients. So a lot of them have had huge benefits out of it. And I just feel that once the conversation is going, which is why I'm delighted that you're having this conversation today, it means then that more people are aware of where they can go for validated information on things to do with money.
Margaret, can I ask you a question that, you know, I know being a financial coach, and I know from interviews conducted by my colleague John Healy, who has a almost a weekly segment here with Mabs, I don't want to be cutting across, John, by having you here today, but I think it's very important that we kind of match the two together this morning.
Okay.
As a financial coach, you would also, we'll say, maybe be a student of human spending. Trends or that. Are we likely, when this malaise passes, to go absolutely mad and blow everything that we have saved on stupid crap that we don't need? You know, are we creatures of habit? Or do you think that there's a likelihood, as Angela was saying, that the people are going to take stock and go, well, hold on a minute. I have amassed maybe 300 or 3,000 euro in my bank account during this.
Yeah.
I mean, what was I at beforehand? Or, as I said at the very start of the question, are they going to go mad and blow it and get a holiday where they would be spending maybe 1,700 euro that they'll spend 2,700 and 3,000? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, look, people are so different and varied, and their homes are. So what, as a financial coach, what I'm looking at is, how can this program best fit you and your family? So where MABS comes in is they're on the more day-to-day running of it. It's absolutely amazing. Obviously, I'm from MABS. So what we would have a different role. So I know that Margaret Walsh comes on and speaks to John Healy, and that's terrific. This is where people would come in, and it has been perfectly timed to answer your question, Donny. What we have noticed is that through this pandemic, quite a lot of spending is also going on. You'll see that the DPD vans and the parcel, not to name any of them, but all of the delivery companies are out flying. So people are doing a lot more shopping online. So this program also helps you with, if you are doing it now, how to explore the best options, how to maybe consider, okay, I'm sitting here on board, I'm going to tap on the phone, that tap looks amazing. And then you're kind of given some tips. And we have shared tips, and it's a shared platform. And with so many people being isolated at home at the moment, the online platform with Zoom has absolutely knocked it out of the park, because it allows people to come, see others, have a chat, understand that in their situation they might not have a plan or decide, am I going to spend it all? Am I spending it? Will I use it towards debt? And the coach steps in to support you in your plan, so that they then take the plan on the programme. So say, Donny, you were one of the participants and I was calling you, what you could expect would be, so Donny, where do you see yourself? What plan do you want? You know, can I work with you on this? And then I'm getting you information. So you'll hear in one session about energy consumption, and then we could have a look and see, are you availing of the best energy? But if it comes to spending, you might realise, well, I'm in a contract until next year. We have a plan that you would save that next year. It's highly unlikely when you become aware of your spending that you will blow it. Because you're kind of like, you know, when you have a small child and they have their savings in the piggy bank and it gets to the first pound and they don't want to break that. So there will be a need for spending to get the economy, you know, moving again. But I do think that with this timely programme showing so many different people how to get not just value from money in your pocket, but to understand your worth. We talk about how much, if you're going to blow your €300, how many hours did you have to work for that €300? You know, how much of your time? So when we're looking at people's behaviours and we're trying to invest in them so that their well-being will be, you know, improved, you can see that the knowledge and the questions that are asked in the programme prompt other people to ask questions. And that level of awareness will become contagious. So I would feel that this programme, we've got people looking to come back and do it a second time, but that didn't really realise I was going to get so much out of it. Can I do it again? Now, I will say I was chuffed to hear that, obviously, but they explained why they wanted it again. And it was like, I really didn't think I was going to get so much out of it. And now I have much more involvement in my spending. I have much more involvement in my budget. They all make a plan at the start, which is something that we all don't do. So I would love, on a personal note, to see everybody sit down and write your incomings and your outgoings and see where you can shave back, particularly if you had the opportunity of having some lump sums set aside, you know, and then write down your goals and your priorities. So you can go to MABS. MABS will work through a budget with you. One of our remits is education, as you know. And this financial coach working with TASC has explored it in a different way. So it's a much more, it's about the planet. It's about the government and choices that are out of our control to alleviate guilt. For example, I'm in a particular utility company. I'm in the prepaid meter, but I don't think that they're using the planet very well. So it's kind of creating a lot of options that they could go to different users and to recognise the supports that are there, such as the CCPC for information and tools, such as you might have Bonkers, or there's lots of different websites that we would promote out that are verified websites. So the idea is to empower people to be able to challenge their own budget, to be able to make those sevens, Tony, when COVID maybe, you know, kind of starts abating a bit, please God, soon. But for those that are at home, this online programme is a window into a world that opens up your eyes, that gives you so many options and creates some safe habits for you when you are shopping online or you are going to use that money that you've saved. How would you best do that? It will look at interest rates for you. It explains various things between the difference between the interest rate and the APR. So we go from a very basic level to quite an overview. The sessions all vary in time depending on the participants. And honestly, it's been such a joy delivering it. And the participants have all been so engaged. So, yeah, I've really got no idea, to be very clear. But if you do this programme and you are aware, I highly doubt you're going to go out and blow your money on a holiday, because you'll realise how much effort you've put in. Now, if you're prepared to put in 300 hours work to gain that nice new Ferrari outside on the drive, happy days. So people have different goals.
Yeah, well, my argument there is the money you spent on the Ferrari It's four wheels, a tin box, and a bit of glass.
That
kind of money could be spent better elsewhere, maybe. And you know, and it's brilliant that you give such a comprehensive overview of it, Margaret. But I suppose it should be pointed out that, yes, while the vast majority of people are saving a lot of money that they would normally be spending in their day-to-day lives, that they wouldn't even realise they were spending. You know, energy costs, they've spent a lot more on energy costs because they're at home longer, so they're using more heat and more light, etc. So, you know, it's not all a win-win. Angela, I'd say you could nearly hang up there because Margaret has sold this programme so brilliantly.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
lovely.
She's been a wonderful ambassador for the programme.
No, Angela, you know, it has... Oh, sorry, Angela, before I come to you, Margaret, I'm just one question, and I know it's not probably your field of expertise when it comes in MABS, but has the demand on your services reduced slightly, or is it at the same level as always? I know this is probably more for John Healy.
On the MABS services?
Yes.
Well, it would be kind of... It's steadily increasing, which we would hope it has, because we've changed our platforms and our media and our methods of contact. So I would expect to see an increase in numbers at the moment because we've created more options for people to contact us. So we would have to look at the numbers and see what context the deaths would be coming in, or is it education? But just before you hop on to Angela, I would just like to say the programme also addresses how to handle death and the best way to do it, if it is in there. So, you know, we would mostly recommend you would go somewhere else, but this has been a joy. So thanks, Angela, for having me. Thanks, Tony.
Angela, the other side of it then is, you know, and I mean, we've heard Margaret there, as I said, selling it so brilliantly. You know, has this been a wake-up call to people? I wonder, you know, again, going back to the aspect of seeing money in their bank account where they wouldn't have seen it 2 years ago. Has it been a wake-up call to people? Do you find that maybe they're engaging in a different way with the Money Makes Sense programme?
Well, I mean, I would hope that along with a lot of our services that we deliver at Northside Partnership, that the course is transformative in some way and empowering for people. And it's really about, you know, what we've heard so far is that it's, you know, it's helping people to take a step back and really look at their finances, really look at the money going out and you know, try to tackle, maybe create a budget and, you know, as Margaret says, have that financial awareness that maybe wasn't in place before. So, you know, it's really about giving the people the practical tools. And information is a great thing. You know, as Margaret said, the website that she recommends, they're all verified, they're all trusted sources. And people have come back to me and said, wow, I just simply didn't know that. I didn't know that I had these entitlements, you know. And that goes through a little bit of information could go an awful long way to help putting money back in people's pockets.
Well, what was the old adage, Angela, years ago? Knowledge is power, isn't that the one? Tell me this, Angela, for people listening this morning who, and I mean, let's be honest, everything revolves around money. The old saying goes, it's made round to go around. How do people get involved with this Money Makes Sense project? To talk to you, one of your team, or indeed Margaret from MABS, the financial coach. So how do people sign up, get involved, do their thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I am actively recruiting at the moment for courses. We're into cycle two of our current pilot, and they can absolutely give me a call on 087-925-4095. They can text me or WhatsApp me. I am at the end of that line, and I will be, you know, I'd be delighted to hear from you if you're interested. I also have an email address, moneymadesense@nspartnership.ie. So please do reach out to me and I'll be delighted to discuss your participation on the course.
And, of course, I presume it goes without saying that this is free, yes?
Absolutely, it's free. Yeah, all our services are free.
Yeah. The amazing thing, you can't get it any cheaper than that, folks. Bar the Northside Partnership are going to pay you to undergo this course. And it is. And both Margaret there and Angela have very much illuminated the point. This is in your benefit. It's your money in your pocket is what they are interested in. Angela Schaefer and Margaret Deegan, girls, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
It has been a pleasure.
Bye-bye. Now, there you go. As I said, it's your money in your pocket. So if you give Angela a shout on 087-925-4095 or indeed if you email the Northside Partnership, I'm sure you will get Money Made Sense. You will get onto the website and you can progress from there.